Do not adjust your radio dial.
Okay, people, listen up.
As mankind marches into the future, the dependence on technology will only increase. Sometimes technology advances faster than understanding. That's where we come in.
You're babbling. You're not making any sense. You're hysterical.
Computers 99 on 850 The Buzz with your host, Amnon Nissan.
His voice has been processed to protect his identity.
And co-host Larry Dive.
Hello!
Your own personal bodyguards from the Y2K bug. Think of them as your guides to the world of binary digits and random access memory.
That's an air joke.
Computers 99 with Amnon and Larry. They may be geeks.
What did he say?
But at least they know what they're doing.
The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
And our producer extraordinaire, Jenny. Our numbers are 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. And Computers 99 is brought to you today by Bell South Mobility DCS. And you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get information or to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. $10 a month.
Even I can afford it.
Even you can afford that. Computers 99 also brought to you by the Computer Exchange, and they sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. The Computer Exchange with more RAM than most third world countries. We're also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web. Find them at www.mindspring.com. Good morning again, senor.
Good morning, Mr. Amnon. We overslept today, didn't we? I was late here.
We slept a little bit later, yeah.
Yeah, I'm standing out there.
Sorry.
Going, are we going on the air today, or am I just...
You're shivering out there.
Oh, I was. It's beautiful out. Just a little cool, that's all.
So what happened with the virus this week? I didn't hear anybody who got bit.
Well, this one, there is a new... The big virus news is that there's a new virus out.
Right.
And it's been named W32.mypix. And it's the same kind of virus in the same category as Melissa and Explorer. It's a worm. The difference is that, the real difference is that this one's is set to attack on New Year's Day, almost like a Trojan horse. It's going to come in as a Y2K bug. It's spread by email, just the same way as Melissa and Explorer. The tagline will come in, here's some pics for you. And the name of the file is pics4u.exe. This is a dangerous virus from the descriptions that I have read, because it will go in and eat hard drives. Not only will it do the same thing Melissa did.
It'll destroy.
Yeah, it'll destroy your machine. It'll send the virus to 50 people on your email list. It'll
Only people on your email list who are in Outlook Express.
Yeah, Outlook is this. I'll tell you that in just a second. I've got the article right here.
And you really need to watch out for it, and you got to update your virus.
Yes, Outlook and Outlook Express, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really recommend people go to www.semantic.com, take a look at their explanation, and one of the things, and I know they're going to be on, I think they're going
to
call.
We're supposed to have a caller talking about Y2K on the 20, like in about 10, 15 minutes.
So they have got a lot of information. Plus, and I just found this out, and I think this is terrific, they offer you the opportunity, if you don't have antivirus software right now, to download a version free, mm-hmm. trial version, but it'll get you through the end of the year.
Right.
And I think everybody who doesn't have antivirus software should take advantage of that. And
there's no reason not to have one now. Yeah, right?
That's right. It's free. So go do it because, yeah, reading about what this thing does, it first tries to overwrite your BIOS. And once that happens, when it comes on, what you'll get is our famous CMOS checksum invalid. Oh, do we know that one? And then it starts to erase data. So basically, you know, this thing will destroy your everything on your computer. You have to reformat your hard drive. Yeah, I just want to pull up this semantic website. Yeah, y32mypics.worm, and it's got different kinds of aliases.
Just watch out for it. Just be prepared for any kind of a virus.
Yeah.
This is a good reason to dive into it and install the virus scanner. But it's not just for that, because there are others out there.
Yeah, and they seem to be occurring more and more regularly, mm-hmm. and they seem to be getting nastier and nastier. And you really do need we can't recommend it strongly enough. Get yourself a good antivirus software and go to the antivirus site regularly. Update it regularly. There's need to play with this fire, is there?
No, there isn't. There's absolutely no reason.
It used to be we'd say, antivirus software, yeah, it's nice, you can run it every week.
You need to run it all the time. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we had quite a few requests to talk about Y2K.
Why 2K?
Why? I don't know why, because 2K is coming.
How about the Y3K problem?
Yeah, that's something we don't have to worry about.
Maybe you don't.
Nor our children.
Maybe you don't, old man.
Children.
Oh, never mind.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But Y2K is going to be more of a problem for home users, in my opinion, than anybody else. I really think that the problems out there, the people are thinking that we're going to have darkness and that the phones are not going to work. And all. I think this is overblown.
Mm-hmm.
But at home with your PC, you may have a problem.
Tell me why, old wise one.
Well, because there's a lot of... It's not enough to check and see if your computer itself, the hardware, is compliant. And that's an easy fix, by the way. There's a lot of checks out there on the net that you can download for free and run, and it'll check your clock and check how when it rolls over and all these little tests, and it'll tell you if something is wrong. If something is wrong with the clock, there are two ways that you can fix it. You can either flash your BIOS with an updated version, which is that's a little bit not that kind of a flash.
I just flashed Anna.
Not that kind of a flash, and to flash the BIOS, or there's some programs, TSRs,
right,
that you load in your configsys that go and stay there, and they take care of it. And in essence, what it does, these programs, or the BIOS fix, there is no clock in computers today that is compliant. There is no clock. All the clocks in all the machines today are still non-compliant because they are the original clocks. But what they do is they tell the BIOS, the BIOS tells the system, if you see a date that has 00, this is 2000. Even if it says 1900, I am changing it for you. It is 2000. So there's like somebody in between you and the system that keeps on correcting the system if it sees the wrong date, in essence. And that's what the programs do, the TSR. If it sees 19, it changes to 20. So this is an easy fix. But then you have a lot of programs that have parts in them that are non-compliant. And I'm hoping that Semantic will call. The only reason I'm saying I'm hoping and all that is because we didn't didn't confirm it. We talked about it, and she said, yeah, I know that, and she wanted to, but I never really told her, oh, yeah, it's fine, final. I gave her the date and everything, so we'll see. But anyway, they sent a copy of Norton 2000,
mm-hmm.
and I tried it. And it goes through all your applications, it goes through all your data files, and it comes up with a huge report about every program that you have, whether it is non-compliant, whether it is known to be, whether it is vendor claims that there are no compliant issues, or whether it's known not to have compliant issues, problems. And not only that, but those that are non-compliant, you can click the plus and open it up, and it tells you what is non-compliant about it. And in most of them, there is even a URL to go and update the program, because every program today that is non-compliant, the manufacturer has patches to mm-hmm. patch it.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go through your system and see what all the programs you have, and go to the manufacturer website and see if there are updates, patches. But this was really interesting, and the most interesting part of it was that Office 97 is non-compliant.
There's a lot of pieces of it. That's
yeah.
right.
And, but as far as I'm concerned, to work with for a small business or for a home user who uses Excel, or there's no problem with it. Because, yes, it's not 100% compliant, but what happens, what they say it happens is if it sees any dates in two digits that's lower than 30, it assumes it's 2030.
Right.
2001, 2002. If it's over 30, it assumes 19. So, A, I'm not going to be using it in 2030. I don't know where I'm going to be in 2030. And which program or computer we're going to be using then. And I don't have any issues that I need to address with dates that low. And remember, I told you, and you say, uh-huh, but we do.
Oh, tons of them.
Yeah, you see, so there are companies who do have issues with dates lower than
right.
1930, because they have all kind of records about people. And that's what I was saying. For home users, small business, no problem whatsoever. So, and there were some other programs that had problem. I found out that my credit card processing program had some problems. I called them and bang, got the patch. So it's nice to have a program that will go and do it for you.
And this is semantics.
This is semantics. It's Norton 2000, not Norton System 2000, but Norton 2000. It's only a Y2K thing.
Is there a program to run to test if this program is Y2K compliant? Who's watching Norton?
Very good point. Very, very good point. Yes.
I'm sorry. No, this sounds like a good idea for
And people. It's not an expensive. I think it's $39 or $29 yeah. bucks, something like this. It works. It gave me an indication of what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more than just hardware to a Y2K problem.
Right.
It's not just your computer, it's also your applications.
By the way, did you know that if you can download the latest patch for Office 97, the SR2?
OS2, yeah.
And that, by the Microsoft claim, yeah. says it takes care of all the Y2K yeah. issues in there. But to do that, you have to have downloaded and installed SR1.
Never mind.
It's a tedious process.
I don't like that. You know what I did? I upgraded my 95 machine that was Y2K compliant to 98 second edition.
Mm-hmm.
I upgraded it. Not installed 98, but used the upgrade. On that one machine, nothing but problems. So today I'm going to sit down, and I mirror the drives every now and then, not all the time. So I'm going to just copy the data to the older drive, and I'm going to ghost it back to 95. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it got to the point, I'll tell you about it when we come back. Okay. Right now, we need to break away and let Jenny do her thing here with the ticker. We'll come back and take your calls right after this, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Opel cell phone. And these are free calls. And let's see, as we promised.
What did we promise?
We were hoping that Donna is going to call, and Donna did call. Donna, you with us?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking with Donna Prushoff of Symantec. And, Donna, you are the product manager for Norton 2000?
That's right.
You invented the whole thing, huh? Wow!
kind of fixed a little part of it.
We talked about it a little bit in the first segment of the show. I told people that I ran it on my system and it found this and found that and that everybody should get it. Tell us first what it does.
It takes care of the three key areas of desktop or laptop computer Y2K problems. It looks at the BIOS and the system clocks. It checks the applications that you have installed on your system. And then, most importantly, it actually checks your data files, like Excel spreadsheets and databases, because that's really the key problem and the area that things can go wrong.
Okay, now, when it goes and checks the applications, not the data,
mm-hmm.
Somebody asked a question, said, is it just comparing it to an internal database, or is it actually looking at the program itself, at the code?
Good question. Yeah, it is comparing itself against a database, and what we do is we actually update that database on a monthly basis. If any of your listeners are familiar with our Norton antivirus product, it uses Live Update, which mm-hmm. is the same program. So we're constantly updating that database. But yes, it is a database.
So in other words, when the thing that's you have programs that the vendors claim have no problems or
right.
programs that are known to not have any problems, what is the difference between them? How do you differentiate?
Right, yeah, it divides things up into three buckets. Applications that vendors claim to have Y2K issues, applications that are claimed to be okay, and applications that you know the vendors have not published anything about yet.
Oh.
So it is 100% based on you know what the vendors are saying about their own products.
Okay. And there's supposed to be a difference. There's a corporate version and
retail
version?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
The key features are the same. The primary difference is that the corporate version has administrative features, so it can be centrally administered. It can be rolled out to an organization, you know, totally blindly to the users. It can be run in the background. So that's the difference.
Okay. All right, so talking about those three components, can you tell us exactly what it does with each one? The scanning.
It will go through and scan your system. It will give you a report based on the applications. It'll give you a report based on the applications that it finds. What it does is it also uses severity ratings from 1 to 5. 5 being the greatest problem. So it prioritizes things for you that way. So for an example of a 5, as far as applications are concerned, if you have a 5, it's something that's literally not going to work in the year 2000. A 3 is something that may have some Y2K problems, but it's you know there's generally a workaround, et cetera, et cetera. So you know how to prioritize if you need to actually go and you know buy a new version of something or just download a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does the same thing on the data files. It runs through your, if you want to scan your whole system, you can. If you just want to scan your My Documents folder, you know, whatever you want to do. And again, it will give you a report on all the files that it finds. And then on a cell-by-cell or a field-by-field basis, it reports on any two-digit day problems it finds.
So it actually goes, on the data, it actually goes through each and every file and reads the code.
Yes, the data is different to the application database. It's actually going through the file, yeah.
Okay. When I ran it, it told me that Office 97 wasn't compliant, but as I understand it, there's really no problem because I will not be using it in the year 2030.
The whole thing with the Y2K compliancy thing is it's the level to which a program is compliant or how it makes itself compliant. So a lot of the Microsoft applications, you know, come up as, we don't actually use the term non-compliant, we say applications known to have Y2K issues, cause, you know, it's just a terminology thing. But the way Microsoft uses the windowing technique to make their programs Y2K compliant, so that's, you know, they arbitrarily choose a window of dates that the century will fall into. So that's why lots of those programs come up.
Okay. So other than having a lot of problems in the year 2000, when the year 2000 comes in, why would a home user need to have a product such as Norton 2000?
Right. Well, actually, if a home user is really just surfing the internet or playing games, I tell them they probably don't need the program. At the very least, all they need to do is make sure that their BIOS is compliant, and we actually offer our BIOS test and fix for free on our website. So, you know, you can go up and grab that. But if you're a home user who actually does home financing, or you just say you have maybe a home business or a small business and you're doing, you know, budgeting, payroll, things like that, if you're actually doing stuff that's doing date-based calculations, that's really where you need a program like this. If you're just fooling around, you're probably not going to have any problems.
Okay. And what are the Y2K issues that a homeowner or a business should worry about? Which what are they?
Well, as I said, the key things are their data files, because that's really, if you're doing some sort of calculation for a business that, you know, you're figuring out what you're forecasting your budget for the next 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and your data is going to read the date incorrectly, and you've got some sort of, you know, mathematical formula based on that date, you could find out, you know, if your data could tell you that, you know, you're going to make $2 million, but, you know, really you're going to make, you know, negative $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kinds of things that you need to make sure that the dates are being read in the right century if there's any calculations being done on them. And then as far as, you know, just so that you're using, finance or online software and things like that, you just want to make sure that they are the compliant versions.
Okay. You did say that you offer the BIOS test and fix,
yes. Mm-hmm.
For free?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, they said to go to our website.
When you talk about compliance, what is compliance and what is it not?
Right.
That's
really where the whole trickiness comes in. Really, a vendor can claim to be compliant as long as their software handles the date rollover correctly. So, you know, as long as they have a way to make sure that numbers can be read as a 2000, that's compliant.
Okay. Let's say that the small business is not doing anything about it,
mm-hmm.
and the year 2000 rolls, and there are problems. Can any of these products help a business like that?
Oh, yeah.
Or a person?
You know, absolutely. And it's, you know, I think it's something that, a product like this is not something that you just, you know, you run now and you make your fixes and you're done. I mean, this whole Y2K thing, it's, you know, it's kind of tough to catch all the Y2K issues. And I think a lot of things aren't necessarily going to be seen until even a couple of months into the next year. So a program like ours is something that, you know, you should sort of run on a continual basis, especially if you're sharing files with other people, because you can always sort of reintroduce Y2K errors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly number one, not a one-time fix. It's something that you need to watch. And a program like this can definitely help ease the burden of the tediousness of Y2K fixes, and, you know, if you wanted to check on all your applications. Otherwise, you would have to, you know, look at your computer, look what application you have, look what version you have, go to the vendor's website, see what they say about it. So we cut out all those steps and just kind of really hasten the whole process.
Yeah, I like that that feature that when you open that particular error, you have a URL there that you can click and just go directly.
Exactly. Yeah, because most of the vendors these days are offering free patches and upgrades, so if they have, we can take you right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about those that don't. What? Let's say I run a small business and I have an application that Norton 2000 comes up and says severity 5.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a problem. I go to the vendor and they say, no, we don't have a problem. No, we don't have patches or whatever. You don't have a fix for it.
Right.
What should a small business do?
Well,
I mean, can they? Is there anything they can do about the program to? Should they?
I mean, as far as them trying to, you know, sort of fix it themselves.
No. I mean, should they stop using? What is?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, if it's something that is essential, is a sort of a mission critical type application, then yes, they should probably stop using it. Or if they are data files, transfer them to another program.
If it's
something that, you know, it's a WordPerfect type of a program, mm-hmm. not so much of a problem.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you need to run two copies of Norton 2000 if you want to check to see if Norton 2000 is compliant?
Aha! Who is watching Norton?
believe me, we've got the government watching us.
I thought they were busy with Microsoft.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of people in government.
What, since you're involved in Y2K, what do you think is going to happen when the year rolls over?
Well, you know, truthfully, I'm feeling pretty confident at this point, at least about the U.S. in general, and I think the rest of the world, too. I think any errors are not going to, or any problems that occur are not going to be, you know, huge catastrophic things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something does happen, it's going to be minor inconveniences mostly.
See, Larry, the Symantec is listening to our show. They know exactly how we feel.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while.
Yeah. You know, there's just been so much hype around it.
Yeah.
We definitely don't want to build that anymore.
Now, in the time when you were involved with Y2K over at Symantec, can you get into, I mean, answer one of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the problem been known, really?
I mean, you know, I can answer this question not really from Symantec's point of view, but
from
reading, because, yeah,
I'm asking Donna.
Yeah, it's been known for years.
Right. Why would any vendor write a program in the last 5 years that is not compliant?
You know, I think it's one of those things. I mean, you know, just, yeah, being in the software business and you know, launching products, you know, I think it probably mostly got swept under the rug. It's like, you know what, that's not the major thing. Let's just get this product out the door. And, you know, there's so many things to worry about.
Irresponsibility.
I think a little bit, but I don't think an intentional. You know, I think it's just, it's so overwhelming to put a product together that I don't necessarily think it was intentional.
No.
It's just something that's, oops.
Oops, yeah. So, Donna, how much is that Norton 2000?
It's $49.
$49.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sold in?
Any retail store and off our website as well. You can, you know, buy it electronically.
And the updates are free?
The updates are included in the product.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add that I didn't get into?
No, you covered it pretty well. I don't think so.
All right.
Don, I have a question. I have a question. Have you ever had lunch with Peter?
No.
I've
seen him wandering around the office every now and then.
I just wondered if he was a real person.
Oh, he is.
I know.
He's a real person.
Now he just collects the money and collects artwork.
There you go.
All right, Donna.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Very, very much for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. And your calls are coming up next. right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Hey, welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your old Bell cell phone. These calls are free. We pay for them. So if you're out there in your car, star 850 or pound 850, star 850 for Bell South, pound 850 for old tail. If you're home, 860-0850. Make them phone rings ring. we'd like to talk to you. This was a very good and informative
they're getting better.
Discussion. I mean, they're getting better. Are you feeling better about Symantec?
Well, yes and no.
Is it because of Donna or is it because of Symantec?
Wait a minute. My wife is out of town. Be careful. No, what I like, Symantec does some products very well. We've talked about this. They've done... Their antivirus product is well known, and I think they're getting better and better about updating it, even though we both ran into a problem with it with Melissa, which I will remember forever. And so I just keep that in the back of your mind.
You do remember this. You can't forget these incidents.
No. I think Symantec is like the second, it's either the second or third largest software company in the world. And so they've brought in a lot of talent, and they keep bringing out new products. The products I don't like that they do are the ones that we've talked about. Those kind of things, Crash Guard and system monitors and things like that, that just add too much gunk to your to your machine for me and create more problems than they're worth. I think that they've gotten a lot better in terms of handling what is admittedly a tough thing, and that is all the varieties of Microsoft operating systems.
I like the products now. I mean, yeah, again, I don't use Crash Guard, and I don't use any of those things, but that Norton 2000, what we were just talking with Donna, is really...
A cool program, huh?
Yeah, very cool. It opens your eyes to say, wow, look. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
And it's right. It does have those severity, the 1 to 5, and the higher it is, you can build yourself a list of who you have to handle first. So yep, that was very, very good.
Yeah, we've had a couple of discussions with Symantec people lately who actually seem like they know what they're doing.
They're trying to get out there. they're trying to get the word out. And you can't blame them. By the way, I still have some 46 systems on the back of the truck that I want to give away. I don't know. I mean, I need to take the tarp off to see about monitors, but I know that I found 3 bad monitors this week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that all the computers will have monitors with them. But if you want if you know anybody who can use a 486, these are with memory and hard drive and keyboard, please give me a call later on, 852-2121, and come by and pick them up. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just 486s. And,
yes.
While we have about a minute, let me remind people about online courses at Delta Force. If you're interested in taking any kind of course, computer related that is, go to www.deltaforce.net and click on web-based classes and check it out. If you like what you see, you can get the whole university, everything, for $99 a year. And I didn't mean for people to call now, as you can hear my phone ringing, my cell. I did not mean for people to call now for
their
computers. These are, I want you to call me later on, after 10 o'clock, after 10:30. Not now, because I'm in the studio now. Now, not where the computers are, okay?
You are?
All right. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls, and we pay for them, so you might as well pick up the phone and call it at any time that you want.
Amnon, were you saying bad things about Windows 98?
Yes.
It's our revenge on you. If you fool with the evil empire, we will get you. So what has happened in Redmond this week?
Yeah, what?
Well, it was an interesting week again, as it always is, the evil empire. The Department of Justice has hired itself a financial consultant, a company.
To see how much money they lost?
Yeah, really. And how much will this cost? They hired a group which has expertise in the technology field. They'd done things like Advice Compact when it was merging and things like this. But it wants this company to help it on the financial, to assess the financial impact of the various remedies that it is suggesting against Microsoft. So when you take 12 aspirin and go to bed early and call me in the morning, what does it cost? There's a certain sort of comedy about this. I mean, this is funny, even though it's clearly serious business, because the government knows that when you start playing with the company with the largest financial market value in the world, you might have a problem on your hands. But anyway, that's going on because the mediation is still going on. Started in Chicago this last Tuesday. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and listen to some of this. But that's the trial. At the same time, there is a new version, a new beta of Internet Explorer out, 5.5. It's available currently only on certain restricted websites for Microsoft. They claim that it will improve platform, printing, and performance. I love the three Ps. They're such good marketers. And when you ask them what this means, as I tried to figure out, clearly they're moving the browser to be more and more of a mainstream application as opposed to simply a piece of software that is a container for everything else that they're doing. For those of you who don't know, by the way, 5.01 is already out for users of 95 and 98, and you can download those upgrades off of the internet, either at Two Cows or at Microsoft. But 5.5 is in beta form, and this is the next major step forward. Personally, I don't see a lot of difference, but then again, these early betas, you're never quite sure. I've got a copy, but I kept it as on a separate partition because I'm learning my beta software blues. And lastly, and this is more of a speculative story, this is where we bring out our Microsoft crystal ball. If you think that Microsoft is waiting and just sort of biding his time for the Justice Department to break it up,
call 1-800.
You're wrong! You lose! What Microsoft seems to be doing, and this was a lead story in one of the big technology mags this week, that Microsoft is reinventing itself as a company and getting into the software as service rather than the software as product. If you're cynical, you can say, well, which most of us in the technology business are, that if software is a service and not a product, then it's much harder for the government to try to break you up.
Mm-hmm.
The first sign of this is the Office 2000 rent an app, where you can go up and you get billed per time. Or even the Office Update stuff, or the Windows Update, where you go to their website or a website and download patches and fixes and add-ons and whatever. What it seems to be the case is that Microsoft is seriously looking at making the DOJ action irrelevant. That by the time all this gets settled in court, they won't be selling software anymore. They'll be selling software services. And it's a very clever and potentially a very productive move, because that seems to be where we're all going. I mean, we spend more time on the web. I was just looking at this the other day, because one of the things that Windows 2000 has in its add remove programs applet in the control panel is an application use counter. So it'll tell you how often you've used a particular app. And it does that so, you know, you can, if you go in there and you want to delete your most used app, you may want to think about it twice. And clearly, by a long shot, my most used app is Internet Explorer, the browser. So I think more and more people are that way. And
that's just because you go to dirty places.
Yeah, like DeltaForce.net and ESPN.com. And I did go and take a look at some of your websites, some of the websites. I haven't gotten them posted yet for purchasing, but I will tell you, just to remind you, a couple that are wonderful. I went to buy.com again this week and bought more printer cartridges. They're cheaper, they're faster. It's just so
easy.
You're
just buying it because they're cheaper.
Well, I like that. The last I heard, that was good. Cheaper is better. So, anyway.
Yeah, I need to get that list to post.
Yeah, I will get that to you this week. It has been
Christmas is almost here.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hanukkah is.
That's right. It is the second?
Third
night. Yes.
All right.
So, anyway, we're now going to take off and rule the rest of the world. So,
See
you later. And don't fool with Windows 98.
I'll talk about it when we come back. End of first hour. Stay tuned for the next hour, which will come back right after Jenny does a ticker right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.